Hi everyone, I'm so glad to be with you again on Faith-Filled Journeys. And today I've got Faelene Sparks with us, and she has always been a friend. I've known her 20 years, and I always call her a little pocket rocket, because we had over the years when we were pastors at the church, Heritage of Faith Church here in the Gold Coast. We always used to have her at the beginning of the year, and she would set a tone of excitement and joy, and not just the prophetic, but an understanding of the word of faith and where we were going to go. And I, over the years, Faelene, I just want to thank you for supporting us and loving us, and especially since we met. And we met Faelene with Pastor Clark up in Brisbane. That was 20 years ago. And I've asked her to come down and share with us her faith journey and where she is. She heads up a ministry called Company of Seers, which is a prophetic teaching ministry, providing a vehicle, if you like, for people to understand and grab hold of, I think is correct, the prophetic, to understand the reality of a strong prophetic voice that is needed within the church today. And she teaches out of that gifting as a prophet. And I really do believe in that. We believe in you and for a long time. So I want to thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Maybe I'd like to share a little bit. Your husband's well.
Yes.
Your family's good.
Yes, he is. Thank you. And I'm delighted to be here. And Pastor Ian, you have been an amazing friend over the years. And I've always found when I've come to minister, such a presence of God and such an open heaven. Amen. You know, so I really, really value our relationship, my relationship with you and Diane, and also Lee and the team, and also Dr. Jerry Savelle. What an amazing teacher. Amen. Dr. Jerry Savelle is. I've heard him speak on a number of occasions and never, ever fail to infuse such faith. So just thrilled to be here as well with Dr. Jerry Savelle's ministry. So it's a double joy for me. So thank you for having me.
Amen.
And I am delighted to be here.
You see, I know a lot of your background, but it takes quite a long time. Maybe you want to just tell people, how did you move into that faith and have that faith for the prophetic? How did that all start for them to understand? Because we don't get here before we start here. So.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I totally agree there. And as you know, my background, I got saved from a very chaotic background, family background, a lot of poverty, a lot of alcoholism, and yet, God saved me as a single mum. And so my faith journey started way back then, and thank God I was in a church that taught faith. And during that time, God really broke a poverty mentality off my life because of the family background I came through. But in that church, which was a great teaching church on faith, my pastor, Chris Gabbert, ended up realizing he was a prophet, and so began introducing our church to prophetic teaching, which initially I didn't actually grab a hold of. I was passionate about evangelism, and until the prophetic word started to shift mindsets in my life and break off inferiority, and for the first time gave me a vision that God could do something in my life and I would have a destiny. So that's how I began to desire the gift of prophecy, because the Bible says, desire spiritual gifts and covet to prophesy. Yeah. So I started to really pursue it because I found so much encouragement in my life. So that was the early stages, and very, very timid and fearful stepping into those areas.
Yeah.
But I had a hunger to see people encouraged as I had been.
Amen. Mm. Oh, you ever, when we first met you, you were quite well into your ministry. And I remember being in those meetings with Pastor Clark Taylor, and with you, he was teaching on School of the Spirit.
That's it.
And you were teaching in those as well. And
yes.
And they go, oh Lord, and that was powerful. And but tell us, and then you expanded from the church, and how do you see your ministry growing then?
Right. Well, I was never a person that ever felt I wanted to be, you know, pastor or be a prophetic voice. It was pretty much just the leading of the Lord, because I was involved in church leadership, I got involved in the teaching of the prophetic, but I taught on prayer. So I was around the prophetic, and I think that it began to rub off on me more and more. And so I got involved in training with other teams, and our church had a school of the prophets. So at the end of the training, someone would take a team. There was a couple of us. My brother was a pastor there too. We'd take a team to other churches that were aware they were having a bunch of new recruits, newbies that had been trained, and we're going to come for the weekend and bless the church. And so I would preach on the Sunday. Amen. And so that was part of just taking these students out. And so God began to open up this itinerant side of things that I had not actually pursued, but churches then invited me back. And I began to step into an expanded role on the prophetic.
Amen.
Yes.
I know it was in 2001 when we opened the church, that you first came to us. And I think earlier we were talking about the first time we had you at the church in Miami. We were in the school hall.
I do remember that.
You came in and you sang "I Have the Tiger," which caused a major problem with royalties or some such thing we
copyright
were talking
probably.
About. Yeah. But I think that's what really grabbed everybody, which was the boldness.
Right. Thank you.
And the fact that you knew who you were in Christ, even if the background, and maybe that's one thing I want to share. The fact that if God can use you, he can use me, he can literally use anyone, surely.
Look, if he could take me, who was involved in drugs, I was a single mum in my teenage years. My daughter, who's amazing today.
She administrates your ministry as well.
My middle daughter does but my eldest daughter can travel with me when she's not involved with work. But the fact that God could take me, who had no skills really in any area as a single mum, even I was, before I met the Lord, her first birthday party was a dope party. Everybody there was stoned. Okay. If you look back at me then, you would say, this woman is hopeless. And would someone rescue that little girl from this crazy mother? And someone rescued both of us, and his name is Jesus. And I would be forever grateful for the fact that the Lord rescued me and my children with his salvation. But I was amazed that not only did he, rescue me, but he gave me the ability to be a good mother, to lead a faith-filled life. Mm. And then beyond that, to understand that he had called me into the prophetic, and that was just by being exposed to it and around to it. Mm. I love people who have some encounter with God where God shows up and tells them, called you to be a prophet. But that was never my understanding. But the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Mm. So I love prayer. So I got involved in running prayer meetings in the church and teaching prayer. And prayer and the prophetic go together.
Amen.
And so more and more, the prophetic rose up in my heart. Mm. Until I realized God had given me a gift of prophecy to really encourage others.
Amen. Yeah. But think about that with prayer.
Yes.
Do you believe that the heart to pray gives you the foundation to hear the voice of God to move into other areas? Because sometimes there's going to be a diligence in prayer as we're seeking him, praying his will, where you develop the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Oh, totally. I think you just hit the nail on the head that if we're going to be a prophetic voice, we have to be birthed in prayer. There has to be that heart of intercession. And it has to not flow out of function, because even though we teach the mechanics on prophetic hearing the voice of God and understanding what it is and what it isn't, and sometimes that functionality side of it, the Bible says your sons and daughters will prophesy. So it comes out of that sonship relationship with God, that love relationship, as you say, that they're founded in prayer and intimacy with the Father.
Amen. And so just thinking of maturity, when God's word tells us we are to grow into the huos, the mature sons of God, then you've got to bring that back to prayer as you mature in the way God leaves you in prayer, gives you a sensitive ear. As long as we call him, but the scripture tells us that we can all desire to prophesy.
Oh, yes, all may prophesy. Yeah. So that's where it's different in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Where the demand of perfection that we have in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament prophets were bringing words to kings and nations and wrote part of the Bible.
Yeah.
Where in the New Testament, it's under the dispensation of grace where Amen. All may prophesy yeah. and have an opportunity to grow and learn.
Amen. Yeah. And so there is no restriction unless you put it on yourself.
Oh, exactly. And I love what you said there about prayer, because in a sense, the more mature you are, the simpler it becomes of yes. intimacy with God
yeah.
and love of his word.
Amen.
And so it's always going to be flowing out of that loving acceptance and sonship, daughtership of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then you go that step further where Moses said to the Lord, if we're going to go up from here, listen, if you're not coming with us, we're not going.
Exactly. Amen? Yes.
But
yes.
he's talking about intimacy.
Oh, yes.
It's to be aware of God around you and in you and yes. speaking
yes.
through you.
Yes.
That's the intimacy you're talking about. Because
yes.
I believe, and I you can think about this, to say, thus saith the Lord, and it's not, is blasphemy. Mm-hmm.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. It's a very,
yes.
very strict
yes.
requirement.
It
that
is.
When you know you hear the Spirit of God and you yes. can go with it. But one should also be aware that this is a very serious thing.
Oh.
Some people think about you, I'm prophetic, yeah. and I've seen you operating the gifts for the whole congregation. This is not play.
No.
This is very serious no. business for the Lord. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Totally. And I love what you just said about, you know, the glory of God and the presence of God. And we don't realize, you know, how much that is imparting to others when it's around our lives. And it's just that awareness that we're aware of him and we're walking with him and talking with him, you know, on a daily 24/7, in a sense. I had coffee with the pastor. She and I met for coffee Monday. Yeah. And so there were some things we discussed just in a coffee shop. And I was just sharing with her, and then I felt the Lord had a word for her as we finished just in the coffee shop, just prophesying over her. And she texted me later in the day saying, the presence of God lingered around my life for about 6 or 7 hours after we'd been together,
yeah.
which is something we're not aware of.
Mm.
And I know you're so prophetic and it just flows out of you. So there is so much more to prophecy than the mechanics. It's Amen. Imparting God to people, yeah. the heart of God.
The impartation.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that? What about,
yes.
Yet you have the word of God.
Yes.
But there's when you're ministering
yes.
under the anointing, there's an impartation
yes.
that yes. will change lives, which I've seen when you minister,
yeah.
Because that's what we want.
Yes. Yes. We want not just information, but we're wanting the weight of the word, the weight of the Holy Spirit on a word. Just carries with it the anointing to, you know, actually bring to pass a number of those things. And I remember listening to and discussing it myself with some other prophetic people that about changes in people's lives and saying, would those changes have come about without the prophetic word being declared over their life? And I'm not suggesting yes or no, but there's this, a very profound thought there. That when we receive a prophetic word, we receive an impartation that's like an impregnation Amen. Of that word to come Amen. To pass.
Amen.
Hovering over our life. Yeah.
Amen. Because you've got to receive it.
Yeah.
We get the general prophetic word. A lot of times, Brother Jerry's word for 2024.
Yeah.
For instance. And we can speak that word.
Yes.
He's spoken it. I've received it.
Yes.
That there's a year of advancing awesome. and promotion.
Yes.
So the word comes prophetically generally. Now we can receive it individually,
yes.
but it's up to you as the individual to receive yes. that and then
exactly.
do something about it.
Yeah, that's where you mix faith with the word and
Amen.
And you access it and, as you say, own it and take a hold of it. So
And that's what we've seen with you and the churches. And with regards to, you know, the information for people to get hold of you will come up on the screen. At the end of this podcast, but the teaching, how often are you teaching? Are you teaching in churches? Is it something that people can get hold of the information
right.
where you are?
Yeah.
How yeah. do you get people involved?
Right. Well, we do get invited to churches that want to hold a prophetic training, maybe just an introduction on a Saturday where we have, you know, six or so sessions on how to hear the voice of God, how to hear God for yourself, how to hear God for others. All very, very practical activations that are non-threatening and just causing people to know a bit about prophecy. So often I get invited to a church and we do a training day on that. I just held a training day hosted by a church but put on by Australian Company of Seers just last Saturday in Brisbane. And we've got another one coming up in September that will be in the Carina area. So that will be on our website that date. But also, I'm just looking at putting on some online training in the future.
I think a lot of people will look forward to being able to, because a lot of people can't with the costs today.
Yes.
People can't necessarily take the price of traveling and coming and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to put some online teachings
on,
that will be excellent. That will be an expansion. Because nowadays more and more is going multimedia and being able to spread your footprint.
Yes.
Which is well, because if you can only touch 100, 200, 300 people on a Sunday morning, you can touch so many more during the weeks and days. And people like this podcast, people will watch it anytime. And with that, you've got one more coming up in September in Carina?
Yes. And so we have just got two dates that we're just looking at using a building for. So once we nail that down, which will be in the next week or so, we'll put it on the website.
So, and before we end, faith.
Yes.
I've seen you walk by faith. I've seen you walk by needing the requirements for your grandchildren.
Yes.
For your children.
Yes.
Use faith to walk for yourself.
Yes.
What does faith mean to you?
Well, faith is everything. Faith in God. Without faith in God, we wouldn't have a future.
Amen.
And I know my own, you know, to walk out of a doctor's office having been told you have something there's no cure for, and you can't even pronounce it, to struggle with that. And
so I don't mean to, I wasn't laughing with
it. I know.
You can't pronounce it. I know. Wrong.
But to trust God and to see, you know, down the track where, and having been on heavy immunosuppressant drugs and those sort of things to just try and maintain a level of health in managing this disease that I had, to come to a place now where you know, they don't actually say cure, they'll say remission, but my neurologist passed away, and so I haven't bothered finding any other one. I've been off all medication.
You're the healed, the whole, the set free, and the delivered.
I've been off medication for a number of years now.
Amen.
I have no symptoms. I am healed. My granddaughter healed of cystic fibrosis. I've seen God work miracles in our finances and just the day-to-day walk. I would have to say every particular area that has been a mountain and a battle, the Lord has just brought such a breakthrough.
Amen.
And I felt that today that there would be people listening that I had a word for. And and I felt the word was this, Ebenezer, that God wants you to know he's your stone of help. And it speaks about a time in the Bible where people were up against a formidable assignment of the enemy. And they cried out to God. And the Bible says Samuel offered up a suckling lamb. And when the lamb was offered up, I want you to know the Lamb of God is there for you today. And no matter what has seemed to come against you, the Bible says that God thundered in that situation. And the God of glory thunders. He is so wanting to bring breakthrough. And he said and to Samuel, through Samuel, raise up a big stone and call it the Ebenezer. And stone is a help. God wants you to know he's your stone of help in the midst of whatever you're going through. And Samuel said, hitherto thus far has not the Lord been faithful. God wants you to know and say, look at my track record. Look at the word of God. See my track record. And will he not completely stay with you? And the Bible goes on to say they had incredible breakthrough and things were restored. The battle turned around and they had an incredible future rolled out. I want to say today, he's your Ebenezer. And he wants you to know that they're like a whopping great reminder in the midst of what you're going through. I'm your stone of help. I'm your breakthrough God. I'm your miracle working God. Keep your eyes on me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And for whoever's watching, we're going to close this session, but you need to get hold of that prophetic word of healing for whatever manner, whatever part of it, just stay with that word, spirit, soul, and body. Whatever it is today, the Lord has spoken on this podcast. Now receive it, take a hold of it, and say, yes, Lord. Because there's something happens in the spiritual realm when you say yes to the prophetic. Mm. So, Father, we just thank you for the word today. We thank you that people's lives have been touched and changed that we share just on this faith journey. But prophetically, Father, we will hear good reports of people's lives being touched and changed in Jesus' name. And as we close today, I want to encourage you to the addresses for Valiant's ministry will come up on the screen. There will also be in the future online teachings that are going to be produced for her ministry. And I'll encourage you, see, watch, check on her website, etc. And just thank you, everybody, for listening. I thank you, Phelan, for coming and sharing.
It's been delightful.
It's been a wonderful time this morning. And we trust that you've enjoyed it. We look forward to coming and being with you in the future. Love you lots. I'm doing my weekly audio podcast and a monthly video one as well. Look it up at Jerry Savell Ministries Australia. Great to have you with us. Love you lots, and we'll catch you again. God bless.